Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Molotov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
You know, I was just thinking while I was listening to the intro. Remember that time we had Scott Hall on? Because he sure doesn't.
Scott Hall does not remember that.
No.
I mean, like, it was such a shame, too, because that was, like, our biggest interview to date.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
We got Scott Hall. He's going to call in. It happened so fast.
Yeah, because at the time, it was like Donovan Dijak, Flip, Warbeard, Cam Zagami.
Oh, yeah. The legend of Cam Zagami.
I'm not even sure it was Flip yet at that point.
Yeah, it might not even have been Flip yet.
Because that was 2015 when we had Scott Hall.
Mark and, Sherman.
Right. And we did have
Mark Sherman on. God bless Mark
Scotty
Sherman.
Slade.
Don't you
Scotty
forget
Slade.
It.
Yeah.
Scotty Slade's a star, though.
But the thing is, like, the idea that, like, Scott Hall was going to call, and then all of a sudden he's just like, what's going on?
I am celebrating sobriety.
And the call dropped.
Yeah. I'm the guy who left.
Yeah, Scott Hall's like, I'm celebrating sobriety, but I got all messed up.
It's like, oh, jeez, what a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
When you brought up Cody?
Yeah.
So your son works in New Japan. He's a part of the Bullet Club.
I watched New Japan.
Oh, yeah?
And then Tool Time opened.
I don't
think so, Tim.
Yeah.
Al Borland.
Good character. My God. Welcome back, T-Hog.
T-Hog
is finally listening live.
Yay. Welcome back from to land. Are you on land?
I don't know, but he's listening.
Wherever you are.
He's in the Narragansett Bay.
Wherever you are.
There's only one reaction to T-Hog listening live.
My favorite thing in the world is Vince Neil just giving up and doing it for us.
Yeah.
Do you see it? Bill sent it out, the video of somebody that tried to subtitle that thing.
So goddamn funny.
Going out being in a 103 Wazzo. Wah!
That is.
He just sounds like.
If somebody on the bus was doing that, you'd call 911.
Yeah, that's
you
so
know
true.
What I mean? Honestly.
It's just so funny because, again, you look at, like, when Motley Crue, like, first was singing that song, you're like, wow, Vince Neil, real sexy. But now you look at him and you're like, wow.
He's Meatloaf now.
Who ate Vince Neil?
Yeah, it looks like a water balloon of Vince Neil.
It does. It looks like a
Macy's Day Parade in Vince
like
Neil.
Somebody went and made a caricature at a boardwalk.
Yep, sure. If you made I don't know, if you took, like, if you pumped, you ever play the Simpsons arcade game?
Yeah, and you got to pump up the balloon.
You got to pump the balloon. It looks like somebody did that to Vince Neil.
It's true.
Yeah, it's
like sad, somebody sad was times. Playing Dig Dug.
Wow.
Dig Dug.
You're welcome.
Wow.
You're welcome, everybody.
Wow. Let me know when you catch up to us back here in 2009, because you're in 1984, are you?
Well, the crazy thing is I got to catch up in 2009?
19. What year is it? How old am I?
Wish it was 2000.
Where am I?
Life is a simpler time.
In the words of Vince Neil, the other one's even better because it's
gibberish.
Like, do you have a second?
Yeah.
It's
It sounds like a cartoon of an old Western, like prospector, like an old gold mine. Like,
it sounds like Larry the Cable Guy doing a Cartman impression.
Oh, like I was going to say, it sounds like the old mining prospector from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, but like if you put it like,
himmer, flapper, rammer, jammer.
But like if you put him in like the washing machine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the road to WrestleMania, and we're going to kick off first and foremost with what we've got going on this weekend. We are super excited. It's the fifth NAI Mania. We're going to be down there starting Friday. We're going to be bringing you guys down with us, literally, if you're coming, like Justin's first WrestleMania. We can't wait to meet him. If you're one of the crew that are coming down there, please message us so we can meet up with you guys like always. If you can't make it to the Shadows of New York, because WWE does not want to say New Jersey, if you can't make it down, we're going to make it feel like you come down with us like we do every single year. We'll show you access. We'll show you the buildings. We'll show you the fans. We'll get a real vibe of the weekend for you and why you should come to Tampa next year for NAI Mania 6 at WrestleMania, Disney Mania 2. Amazing things are going
to
be happening
next year.
The
more important thing is you got to come to Disney Mania 2.
It's the best trip you'll ever take.
Can we just go to Disney World every WrestleMania from here on out?
I vote you. I don't think I get to vote, but I guess.
Like, what if, like, hear me out, right? We're going to have a little bit of a brainstorming session here live on the show, okay? And everybody in the chat on Twitch, twitch.tv/newageinsiders.tv, you can chime in too.
Wow.
We go down every year to Disney World, and we stay there, and then we just host our own wrestling event there.
I was going to say, and then we leave and we run out of money. It's like, yeah, that sounds like the plan.
Yeah, no, that's definitely it. But, like, we'll just host our own wrestling event in Orlando.
Okay. Every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just every year. That week. Maybe not that weekend, but maybe like a different weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can there be death matches?
Of course.
Yeah. I love death matches. One time, I saw Big Van Vader's eye get plucked out.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we do that?
Yes, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, you
That's
gotta,
it.
Yeah, you got
it. I just like blood. I just wanted to confirm the blood.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Mickey.
You got it.
I'm glad you approved.
Yeah.
All right.
We might be out by a big lake, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You stay hydrated.
Yeah, that's right.
Plenty of water.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
no.
Fix it, Liam.
I got it. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Now you're deep. See? Now I faint. You faint.
You got to tilt that up.
Well,
that's fun.
All right.
I'll fix it.
I got it. Tell me what the next one is, Bill. I'll do it live.
Okay, well,
I'll do it live.
I'll finish plugging this.
You finish plugging
Going. We're going to be there all weekend long. You got to follow
us. That's fine for now.
People that only listen on the podcast and don't watch Wednesday nights live on twitch.tv/newagents. It's like, why is there a camera issue on an audio show?
We have a video component.
Watch us!
We're on Twitch and it's delightful.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jimmy Stewart from 98.5 and Sarge Mike Riley and the whole Kowloon crew with Andy Wong for they watch twitch.tv/newagentsiders.tv.
I was driving while Sarge was hosting one of the morning shows, and I just texted him because they were talking about WrestleMania this weekend, and I go, Sarge, put over the tailgate.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He was a good guy, and he did it.
Yeah. Speaking of friends and affiliates, obviously DC Matthews, Doc Manson, DDT Wrestling, which is an amazing program. Jamie Jamikowski, Scotty Slade, and Rich Palladino are bringing you the world of pro wrestling and pop culture like you've never seen it before with Let the Chaos Begin and For the Pop on the New Age Insiders Pop Network. But what we're doing this weekend, we make sure you follow us on Periscope. We are at New Age Insiders, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, obviously twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We are going to be broadcasting live. So on Friday before NXT TakeOver, we'll be right outside the Barclays Center broadcasting live, getting live fan reactions as they walk up to the building, what they think is going to happen, what the vibe is right outside the Barclays Center, like only the New Age Insiders bring you. Saturday is a pretty big day for us as we sponsor our first wrestling event. Chaotic Wrestling presents Chaos for a Cause, which all we're going to try to make the biggest donation possible to Connor's Cure. If you are going to the area, New York, New Jersey, and are looking for something to do, it's a great time. You can now meet Jordan Grace. She is doing a meet and greet starting at 1 o'clock. So come on down, meet Jordan Grace, get your picture taker, see Tommy Dreamer and us and more. Saturday, April 6th, tickets are available on chaoticwrestling.com. Everything's available through newageinsiders.com. Sunday, April 7th, WrestleMania Sunday at MetLife Stadium, the biggest party of the weekend. Connor's Cure, WrestleMania tailgate. This is the today closed tickets, but if
the rest of the night tonight.
But if you can still get a ticket right now if you're listening live on Wednesday night.
If not, it's too late.
Wow. Unlimited beer, food, there's cosplay, there's championships to win, there's people to meet.
There's raffles, there's video game tournaments.
There might be some special guests, perhaps.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe.
I'm hearing there's those are all the options.
I'm hearing there's a pretty huge ass special guest there.
Ooh. Huge ass special guest?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And special, he's not a butt guy.
Special guest huge ass.
Yeah.
I'm a butt guy. Yeah, senior senior butt, Billy Gunn, the AEW version. But we're really excited about the whole weekend. Shout out to Gary and Ashante.
Somebody, I was sitting there. They were talking about that at work. And somebody goes, I'd love to meet Mr. Ass. And I just looked at him. And I go, no, you don't.
Speaking of that, like just how like things that are tough to explain if you're not a wrestling fan. You see Kurt Angle's new shirt. It says, you suck. Thank you. Imagine wearing that in public and being like, hey, why does your shirt, you suck. Thank you. Like, is that, it just seems like a very specific note you hand to somebody.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And not just a general public.
You
kind
suck.
Of,
question mark.
Thank you. Or just like, thank you. You know what I mean? It's like a really, really bad Valentine. You suck. Thank you, hearts. What were we talking about? But really excited about the whole weekend. And like I said, Saturday, if you want to come see Tommy Dreamer, some amazing stars, JT Dunn, retrosexual Anthony Green, his balloon spot lit the world on fire. Jordan Grace is going to be wrestling Ace Romero and Rex Lawless and Scotty Slade and a bunch of big, gigantic people. It's going to be a ton of fun. Come on down. And on Sunday, like I said, the party of the weekend. And we cannot wait to broadcast live right from MetLife. Give a big giant check to Connor's Cure. And like I said, huge shout out to Gary and Ashante. They have really been working hard and orchestrating this whole thing.
Killing
and
it.
We are a small part in a very successful machine. So big shout out to those guys and everyone at the Mania Club for putting on another very successful event already. And we haven't even hit, we're not even there yet. And so there's still a lot of money to raise and a great, great cause with Connor's Cure. We have a lot to talk about. WrestleMania is this weekend. If you're wondering, hey, when's your WrestleMania predictions? We are live at WrestleMania.
Yeah, we're going to do them then.
From the parking lot for Connor's Cure. It's kind of a big deal. That is our live show. It'll probably be sometime around, I don't know, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon-ish. But just keep it posted all weekend long with the New Age Insider so you'll know when we're going live. Our full predictions, we're on location, but you can hear it just like any other pre-show.
Right. Also, here's the thing. If you are going that weekend and you're thinking, wow, I'm not going to the tailgate, but I really want to meet you guys. Well, tweet us.
Let us know. We always go out of our way to do
we
it.
We will. I will.
Somebody message Bill and goes, can I get a picture with you guys? It's like, first of all, we're not celebrities, but of course you can.
No, we are.
Oh, great. Okay, good. I don't know. We're great. Yeah. Look at that. But you, of course you can, and we'd love to meet you. And like so I call it the Biff example. Biff was like, I've talked to these guys online. I've never met them. I've always wanted to go to WrestleMania. Should I just fly to Texas? And then he did, and he doesn't regret it. Now he's been over our house, and we love him. And look, I can't promise you'll come over our house, but we'll definitely have a really good time together. And if you're on the fence, like
if we get enough Patreons, we'll get a big enough house.
Deal. The biggest thing is, you know, just kind of my closer because we got to get to the topics. If the only reason you wouldn't go to Mania is you don't think you'll have people to hang out with, that is not a reason. You'll have a great time. We'll see you there. What do we got?
Real quick, just because Soja48 brought it up in the Twitch chat, do you want to address the guest?
Oh, yeah.
So we will. So Fandango shot me a message this afternoon. He's having some scheduling issues. He will be on in about a month. So a couple weeks from now, a month or so, Fandango will be on the New Age Insiders. He will be part of the amazing guest list that we've got to assemble over the years. Fandango will be on the show. He just won't be on tonight.
Unless he wants to call right now.
Unless he's listening. But the issue is he sent me a message yesterday saying, like, oh, my God, man, I totally had scheduling issues. Let me check in. And this afternoon he goes, oh, my God, I just can't make it work. I feel terrible. But we have rescheduled. You'll hear Fandango on. Just give us a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So Braun Strowman for actually the third year in a row because he was part of the whole Rock John Cena thing at 32 is not doing anything of note, really. Braun Strowman is in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal with the SNL stars.
Yeah.
Well, this is who he is.
He is the Big Show.
Yeah, that's Danny Russ said that months ago, and I was like, oh, I hope not. And it's like, yep, that's it. He's the Big Mark Henry Kane Show.
Yeah, he is. He is all of those gentlemen rolled into one.
Yep.
I am big, I am strong, I am scary, and I am
a very tough out, and I'll win some stuff, but not the things you want.
Right.
And that's sort of like, he, to me, fall, like, look, In the same breath, though, the Big Show won world titles. And yeah, I don't think Braun Strowman's going to go titleless in this company. He'll win a championship. Right. He might win two or three. But the thing is, it's like...
He's not going to be the big deal that you want him to be.
Because, like, look, this is only going to add to certain frustrations, right? But I'll say it anyway. Everything, the ideal scenario for Braun Strowman, like the ideal presentation for him... is Brock Lesnar.
Correct.
It's like this unclimbable hill. You're so screwed. You're screwed for getting the match.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like before the bell rings, you're just toast. And like, that's who Brock is. Brock is like the, you should
want to not show up.
Right. You shouldn't even want my title because it's mine and you have to beat me for it and you won't and then I'll kill you. You know what I mean? And so that is what Brock Lesnar is. Now to fans out there going, well, if Brock would just leave, then Braun Strowman could be that guy. I would tell you that you might be right.
Yeah.
But the problem is that as time goes on, perception becomes reality.
Right.
And Braun Strowman has lost every big title match he's been in, shy of winning the Saudi Arabia Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award.
But that was a Battle Royal or a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even count. And
it's his biggest win in the company.
Yeah, right. It is his biggest win in the company because he didn't, maybe Money in the Bank.
Did he win? Oh, he did win Money in the Bank.
Yeah. So
right. And then that sucked at the end. Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
I forgot that happened. It was so great.
That did suck at the end.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, it's really unfortunate because you're right. Brock Lesnar, he should have that spot, but Brock Lesnar currently has that spot. And Brock Lesnar, I don't think, is going to be giving it up, and it's going to be a big mountain to climb if he goes in from being the guy that he just beats up some SNL guys.
Yeah, we talked about this on last week's show, so I'm not going to be hypocritical. There are just times where it's like, look, Braun Strowman wasn't destined for this Universal title match, this WWE title match. He doesn't qualify for the women, and so here we are. The bright side, like, again, just trying to kind of see it from all angles here and not just be pessimistic for the sake of it. If you're a Braun Strowman fan,
right,
there is something to be said about, like, look, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is dumb. Gotcha. However, he is the focal point of the Andre the Memorial.
Right.
And they want to at least trick you into thinking it's important. And so this thing that they care about enough for it to exist and give you a trophy and bring the SNL guys in for, he's the star of it.
Yeah, right.
Which on the other flip side is, and I know there's injuries involved and I gotcha, but like, no, I won't even use that example. I'll use this example, right? What's Shinsuke Nakamura doing at WrestleMania?
Oh, he's just in the Battle Royal, I think.
Don't you think Shinsuke Nakamura would at the very least like to be the star of the dumb thing?
Yeah, right.
So like, look, is Braun Strowman in a dumb thing?
Yeah.
But he's the main character of it. And so it's like, this movie sucks, but you got a starring role. And so that's Braun Strowman doesn't seem to like be what you want him to be, which is this giant Andre.
It's kind of like what we talked about with Asuka, right? Last week. Where it's like, yeah, this year it's not about you, big guy, so we're going to give you something.
But I'm not sure it's going to be about him next year.
Oh, it's no. Well, I'm also not sure it's going to be about Asuka next year either.
Oh,
But the point is that, yeah, in this play, this was the role you got.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be Chorus.
Yeah. Well, and I understand. And the thing about Braun Strowman is when you build a guy to the point where he can flip the moon, right?
Right.
He can flip over trucks and the set, and he's impossibly strong, right?
Yeah, right.
And so the issue there is, well, our chips in theory have to be all in, because it's like, look, I'm not trying to be overly nerdy about this, but if you can flip the stage, you should be able to beat somebody in a fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And so what WWE does that frustrates people is they go, these are these amazing spots for the sake of doing them.
Right, then he'll go out. Nothing.
Then he'll go out and lose the match, and then he'll be in something funny, and he'll make you think like, "When did he even flip the stage? Was that 6 months ago? Was that a year? I don't even remember." You know what I mean?
The big thing with him is this because two guys that aren't doing anything. You know, the only other thing I could think of Braun Strowman doing at this year's WrestleMania would be losing to Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Or, yeah, right.
Because he picked on Kevin Owens and Kevin Owens finally got his.
Right. And that feels like, man, talk about picking up, talk about trying to reincarnate a dead corpse.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, that story is dead.
Toast.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're right. So it's like, look, Braun Strowman, I think, is what he is. The Big Show won a small handful of semi-memorable championships.
Right.
That's what I think Braun Strowman is likely destined to be.
Sure.
But they'll use him.
Yeah.
All right. So Raw closed on Monday with Kurt Angle having Baron Corbin in the ankle lock. Will Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin be happening at WrestleMania?
Yes.
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 This is the match.
For all of the reasons I talked about when we talked about this the other time. This is the story. It's not like two random people were paired together and it didn't make any sense. Baron Corbin cost Kurt Angle his job, and this is him getting his comeuppance, even though we already gave him his comeuppance.
What do you think about the fact? Because I first and foremost, I agree. I don't believe John Cena is going to show up at an unannounced at a WrestleMania.
Well, there's that. And the other fact, if you were still holding on hope to that, Monday Night Raw should make you very sad because Kurt Angle finally attacked Corbin.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, it's like, and they addressed it. Corbin came out and he goes, I know nobody thinks I'm good enough, and I'm about to prove it. And then he won a wrestling match to
prove it,
prove his worth that he should get. Like, everything they did didn't lead up to him getting undermined last minute.
Kurt Angle attacked him at the end of the show. And so he's not going to get, like, you're not going to have Kurt Angle the entire time be like, oh, shucks, like, I'm going to fight Baron Corbin, but oh, shucks about it. And Baron Corbin just be a dick about the whole thing to ultimately have him get beat up and replaced. But Kurt Angle taking an active role in attacking Baron Corbin means that this match is happening.
Right. And the other thing, too, is now you have to look at it from realistic angles. Like, now in a wacky world where it's fun to fantasy book, right?
Right.
Look, whether it has anything to do with StarCast, whether it has to do with his age, whether it has to do with just wanting to move in a different direction, I don't think they're going to use The Undertaker at this WrestleMania.
Yeah, no.
I certainly don't think he's going to have an impromptu full-on wrestling match with Kurt Angle, right? Where you'll watch two 50-year-olds not give you what you want.
Oh, yeah.
The other side of that then is John Cena. And I really don't believe you would have a WrestleMania with the second coming of Hulk Hogan and not announce it. Because like for anybody that's like, we didn't have a match last year, look at the poster. The poster had literally, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in wrestling. The poster had John Cena and a shadowed out Undertaker that said, look, he's been challenged. We don't know if he's going to show up.
Yeah, right.
That's what it said.
That's what it said. Yep.
Even that, like, this
everybody
is,
knew that was going to happen.
Right. But even this, like, floating rumor thing got a match, got a bill. You know what I mean?
But that's not that wouldn't be the first time that John Cena showed up as a surprise at WrestleMania.
Right. But the difference is that 32... He
showed up to save The Rock.
Right, but beating up Bray Wyatt to have a nice little moment and working Kurt Angle's formal retirement match so different to me.
Correct. You are correct.
You know what I mean? That's so different.
The whole thing just feels like a test to me. It's just trying to piss people off for the ultimate reaction for John Cena to show up at WrestleMania.
I hope you're right.
And what if Corbin is, quote-unquote, unable to compete after what happened on Raw?
Like, so the reason that's not the case is that Baron Corbin wasn't, like, writhing in pain as EMTs tended to his shattered ankle.
Like, look, I've seen all the tweets that go like, so, you know, it like literally, I think Velveteen Dream fucking helped pump this thing out where he goes, yeah, so picture it. Kurt Angle's in the ring. All of a sudden, Baron Corbin's laying in the back. There's brass knucks next to him. The Doctor of Thuganomics comes out.
and it's just like,
we're not doing
I'm not going to go that far.
and I mean this as a fan who desperately wants to still like WWE. When was the
How about a show that desperately wants to like WWE?
Right now, right? So I'm just throwing this out at you. When was the last time they did anything close to that? So before you go like, oh, maybe. Why? Why maybe? Why maybe? The sky could be purple tomorrow. It never, ever has.
When you say close to that, do you mean surprising?
The closest thing.
When was the last time you saw somebody like... Like, what would be
the closest thing was last year, last year when we all thought it was going to be The Undertaker, but then first it was Elias.
Yeah, and then it was The Undertaker.
But then it was The Undertaker.
And that was on the poster.
Yeah, that was the closest.
And that was on the poster.
That was the closest.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what?
Maybe
the
John
Hardys
Cena
surprised us in 33.
That's true.
Yep.
John Cena helping The Rock out at 32.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that the same?
I don't know.
Is that the same to me? It's not the same. Is that the same as like this big culmination? We got ya. We built it for weeks and we got ya.
But
there's no real reason for them to promote John Cena.
Oh, he's the
stadium's already sold out and they don't sell pay-per-views anymore.
So he's the biggest modern day star in the company.
Sure. So the thing is that you would promote John Cena at this event.
Yep.
You would.
Yes, you would.
I still think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't.
I really hope you're right.
Yeah.
I just don't. I can't. Like, if this is me being pessimistic only because it's like, well, for the life of me, I can't think of the last time we did anything close to this. Because, like, even the Hardy Boys, a very fun moment, but you're telling me that for weeks and weeks, we're like, oh, they think it's Corbin. What a bunch of assholes. It's really Cena. It's going to be so much fun. Like, well, like, give me an example.
Here, this is the thing that I say about all conspiracy theories. Why and who makes the money?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because
why wouldn't they just promote John Cena versus Kurt Angle, which is a huge headlining kind of match?
Right.
Why wouldn't they why wouldn't they want that to be an advertised, proud of part of the show? When you walk into that building, why wouldn't you want John Cena's big giant head to be there?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Yep.
Because Bill's right. The building sold out and they don't care about quote-unquote traditional pay-per-views. Then my question would be, what's the point of any of it? Because what one person on that show sold anything? Maybe Rousey a little, maybe Lesnar a little, maybe. But, like, you just buy WrestleMania.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, why do you have John Cena on there? Because this is a company that likes to have a sundae with ice cream and nuts and whipped cream and a steak.
That's the exact same reason why both women's titles are on the line.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to.
Right, because it's just like, what do? We'll have Becky win and then she'll hold up two things. Two's twice as good. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, So you have John Cena on the poster. Because you had The Undertaker's shadow on it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. But it's still incredibly disappointing. I don't let that slide by.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, John Oliver took WWE to task on his show Last Week Tonight and laid into them about the legality of the way WWE treats their employees.
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, it's something that we've talked about on this show all the time.
You know what this reminded me of right away? Moolah. Where I'm just like, are y'all finding out about this now?
Well, that's 2019. 2019 is the year of the, like, we're seriously going to talk about
right.
this now.
Like, I thought everybody kind of knew the deal with Moolah a little bit.
Right.
I thought that, like, everybody knew that Vince throws out these people like old meat. You know what I mean? Like, Vince buys you and he puts you in the fridge and he either cooks you or you spoil and he tosses you. Like, I thought that was like, you knew that.
Yeah.
I thought you took one look at Perry Saturn and went like, this industry doesn't take care of its own.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, how many, and so here's the flip side in an editorial note I'd like to throw out there.
Ooh, fun.
I don't like to include Owen Hart in this conversation.
Yeah, no.
Because Owen died. Did pro wrestling contribute to his death? Yes, it did.
Yeah, but this is more of an OSHA thing.
But that would also be in the same way that the circus contributed to the death of the Flying Graysons. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like it was an accident. You know what I mean? No, right.
Well, WWE, the Flying Graysons didn't murder him and turn a child into a vigilante.
That's true, too. But the WWE, like, look, they didn't do their part. And you're right. They could have got a better harness guy. That's not the conversation. But Owen Hart didn't OD. Owen Hart didn't break his neck
but
in a
British tombstone. The British Bulldog does fall into that conversation.
It's a much straighter line. For those that don't know, in a nutshell, he fell through a trapdoor at Nitro, broke his leg, got hooked on painkillers, and that subsequent addiction is what people think killed him. So, like, you know, and even Bill doesn't like to bring up Randy Savage. I'm okay with Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Randy Savage had a heart attack.
Yep.
Now, like, is it because he was a pro wrestler? I don't know. Like, I think that's
he was in his 50s.
But
though.
But it's also the years of steroid abuse.
Exactly.
Sure, but my father's had a heart attack in his 50s too. So
right.
It's true. That's true.
That's true. But at the same time,
but the point being, because it was a much broader issue, and the real I think hot button thing is the independent contractorship.
Yeah,
which has been which has been a scam for decades.
Forever.
For decades. You know, like. It's the idea. I mean, everything, it's worth the watch. It's 20 minutes. It's Last Week Tonight. You can find it on YouTube in its entirety. It's on the WWE, and you can watch the whole thing. But the independent contractor thing, because that's what everybody, I think, is buzzing about, is this is not news. This is not like, oh, in 2008, they changed their policy.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, this is always how it's been. It's been this weird indentured servitude where, like, look, I'm not going to tell you that they don't make their money, because they do. And it's like, you could do a lot worse than making probably, I bet you just for showing up, you make $100,000.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're definitely more Thoroughbred than slave.
Sure, right,
you
right.
Know?
Yeah, no one's forcing you, and you're making great money. So before we go down some sort of road where it gets absurd, they're making great money, and no one made you do this.
So,
but at the same time, there are real things that you sign up and you go, oh, okay, so I don't get health insurance.
Right.
Nothing here is guaranteed. You make me
pay my own way for travel. You know what I mean? Right. When travel is an enormous part of this job.
Yeah.
And there's no compensation for that. And yeah, no health insurance, no nothing, because I'm not even, I bust my ass. I work 200 days I'm not an employee.
From somebody that has to deal with this company on a regular basis, they just have this mentality that they're better than you.
They are not fun.
Yeah. They're not a fun company. And it's just like, so you're going to tell somebody, and I'm going to throw out a person like Kofi Kingston, right? This isn't necessarily true because we had him on the show, so I'm just using him as an example, right? But Kofi Kingston is, in theory, an independent contractor, and he wrestles for you, but when it's over, you boot his ass out the door, and who cares? Yep. And he's just another guy wrestling anywhere because you don't pay him anymore. But I approach Kofi Kingston because we know Kofi Kingston now, and I go, hey, Kofi, do you want to be on the show? Kofi goes, yeah, sure, because I'm an independent contractor, and in theory, that shouldn't matter. I should be able to just do this
thing. Our arrangement is strictly the wrestling.
So any sort of promotion to this thing that I wanted, I wrestle and I do, if I wanted to help promote WrestleMania by doing this thing, yeah, I should probably be able to do that. But then WWE turns around and goes, no!
Right. Yeah,
no.
That's real story.
And so, but that's the whole problem with this company.
Well, it's also just not how independent contractorship works because, like, for example, I'm an independent contractor. I'm in the city of Boston. I'm a certified V1 and AA1 technician, right? Which in the audiovisual world means I can run a room's video equipment. I can run a room's audio equipment.
Yeah, right.
V1, A1. And I'm an independent contractor, meaning what you do is you send me a bid and you go, this is the location. These are the hours. This is the pay. These are the expectations. Do you want to take the contract?
Yeah, correct.
And I sign it and we W-9 and that's how this thing works, right? If they were to come to me and say, the hours are extended, the expectations have changed, the amount of days, that all needs to get renegotiated into the deal. Meanwhile, what they do is they sign a contract that goes, don't even think about going nowhere else or doing anything we don't tell you to do, and then everything will be on the fly.
Right.
How many interviews? I talked to him about it in my car. But we've seen interviews where Rob Van Dam goes, they'll just come up to you and go, you're going to Europe tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
stuff. Right.
Nothing about an independent contractorship is actually in play here. Like I said, independent contractorships are beautiful things because you're in your own hands.
Yep.
These guys are in control of nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. They get all the downside of independent contractorship, which is you're not an employee. I'll never get health insurance. I might even have to, I don't even know if they get their taxes taken out of their checks.
Yeah,
do they get W-9s? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know.
1099s, right?
1099s. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass that would be? They work in all 50 states, multiple countries. Can you imagine going to your accountant and being like, good luck. I was in Washington 8 times last year.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, have fun. And like, that is their life. They get all the bull of it without any of the, you know, freedom, which is like, you're right. My rate to go like, okay, great. I am booked through WrestleMania. So I'm going to take a couple dates afterwards and then I'll be back. And then, it's not like that. It's all, and then there's these 90-day do not compete clauses. Are you going to tell me that if I left a job in Boston on the 1st that I just can't work until 3 months from now? No one would, that would not be binding anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just what it speaks to me is just like wrestling's tough, man. And like one of the reasons that I really respect the people that we get to talk to and like, look, sometimes we talk to people that are a little bit, you know, they're not a household name yet. And people go like, why? And you go, because one day they might be. We took a chance on a guy named Donovan Dijak. That worked out. And the second Flip, right? That worked out. Todd worked out. But the other real reason is because it's like, look, I see these dudes. We see these dudes. They're out there making $50 to go put $50 in their car to get back to even, to get back to where they get. You know what I mean? You see a guy like Mike Verna, who's on the show Saturday, April 6th, this weekend. We'll see him there. Who comes from New York to Woburn to make $50.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Holy shit. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's hard. You know what I mean? And these guys work hard. And it's, there's everything you, it's like one of those things where you both know it, but you don't believe it. But like, watch The Wrestler. Go to a convention and see Jim, Greg the Hammer Valentine trying to
sometimes
walk.
Sometimes he hangs out at Bill's birthday parties.
Right, there you go. Right, Bill's aunt is Greg the Hammer Valentine. It's uncanny.
I'll find a picture.
But like, it's amazing. This lady looks just like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
We're all hammered at one of Bill's birthday parties.
And we go, is that Joan the Hammer Valentine?
Don't look now, but right over your right shoulder is Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yep. But like, watch that guy struggle to walk back to a booth that no one's at because he needs the money and he's beat to shit. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's hard. And no, these guys aren't taken care of. In WWE, yeah, there is an element where it's just like, at what point, like, even if they had this, like, I'm sure, wildly unpopular scenario where they're like, yeah, we employ John Cena and Randy Orton and AJ Styles, but sorry, Kurt Hawkins, you're not a full-time employee here. You know what I mean? Even that would be better, because at least you're taking care of the people that
at
are
the
taking...
top.
Right. And also, by the way, because I know we got to blast through these topics, you know how the thing that struck me the most about that John Oliver thing?
Right.
When Vince is sitting there with that ESPN interview, and that guy goes, you make these guys work hundreds of dates, and they die, and they work so hard, then you just throw them away. You don't feel responsible. And Vince McMahon, like a child, goes, ugh, and knocks his papers. Like, literally goes, ugh, and knocks his papers. And it's just like, holy crap, that's the guy in charge. You know what I mean? And that all trickles down. Yeah. And you hear from Gail Kim, and you hear from people where it's just like, yeah, they don't care about you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you see this, that blew me away. You're a billionaire on TV.
The only thing that broke my heart about that was John Oliver didn't bring up AEW, right? Not because, like, AEW is the greatest, nothing like that, but AEW is actively taking those steps.
Yeah.
They're making people employees. They're giving them health insurance because of this WWE system.
Yeah.
And I would have liked to have seen John Oliver.
That's not as juicy.
I know. Well, even at the end.
I know. I understand.
You know?
I understand.
Just I would have liked to have seen him.
But the piece was fascinating.
It was.
And yeah, I mean, like, this is not, I'm glad people are maybe for the first time getting a chance to get outraged about it. But yeah, no, these people are not taken care of.
No.
All right, Finn Balor revealed in a promo on Raw that the Demon persona will be making his WrestleMania debut this Sunday against Bobby Lashley.
Look, I'm really excited that Finn Balor is going to be doing the face paint, but I didn't think we needed an announcement for it.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing, too, and I know I'm splitting hairs and being, you know, just a total smark right now, and I get it, but it's just like, it was so awkward. Because Balor has the paint, and then they do this hold on him, but it's live.
The tongue thing?
Yeah, and he goes,
And
he's not and he's not good at it. Like, he didn't go like, or, you know, like, which would also
like Stardust.
Dumb. Right, or like, even like, but he's like, this makes you appreciate The Undertaker, who's like, look, we got to do this at 11. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
It like, just felt weird.
It was like a dad feeding a baby kind of noise. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like, blah. You know what I mean? And then there's that awkward, because WWE's production is both great and frustrating. They held too long on Balor. Then they held too long on Lashley.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, it's so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable for you. Because Balor just goes, and doesn't know what to do now at all. He's like, well, I peaked at the tongue thing. Now what? It's out. I can't put it back in. You know what I mean? Like, and so, but the more pressing thing is like, cool. Because, like, look, did they take the surprise factor away? Yeah, I guess. But here's the thing. A year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, it won't be a surprise either. It'll just be a cool moment you get to watch back, right? You're no longer surprised Seth Rollins cashed in, right? Everybody knows. Right. Still a cool thing to go back and watch.
Yeah, right.
So, like, yeah, would it have been even better if people weren't sure and then got it, I guess.
Yeah.
But the entrance will be
dope.
Will be awesome. We have creaky floorboard sound effects standing by.
Somebody finally bought that special effects haunted house CD.
Absolutely, yeah. We finally paid
the $5
for the SoundCloud premium.
Yeah,
and we have creaky floorboard music. All right, yeah. There, that's it. Oh, now he's
darkness
a star.
Darkness falls across the land.
Should we explain?
Finn Balor is close at hand.
Should we explain who?
Michael Jackson is?
No, we shouldn't.
Thriller?
Nope. No. Should we explain?
Man-made Thriller!
Should we explain who Aleister Black is? Nah. Should we have him stop talking so goddamn much? Nah. Should we tell people why the building turns into a candle when he comes out? Nah. I did find this sound effect, though, that'll let you know the thing he comes out with. Yeah, it's old. It's creaky. Oh!
Yeah!
We've got ourselves a character here, right?
Oh,
the creak in the floorboard.
Yeah.
Aleister Black. I was going to call him Tommy N. Aleister Black!
Darkness falls across the land.
The Thriller.
Painted Finn Balor is close at hand.
That's you want to talk about really scary.
Have Michael Jackson drop.
But yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be nightmarish.
It'll be fun.
All right. Where on earth has Bray Wyatt been?
I don't
know. Will we see him anytime
soon?
He's
been putting a baby in JoJo.
That is true.
Thing's gonna bust out of her like Alien.
Oh jeez.
Ah, he's got a lantern.
It's gonna be really sad.
It's gonna pop out with a lantern and go, I'm here.
Yeah. We're here. He just blows out his own umbilical cord.
You know, this is going to be sad because when Bray Wyatt finally comes back, if he comes back, he's not going to be spooky anymore.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
I think that ship has sailed.
Have you seen his Twitter account over the last couple months? It's been like really like
you mean
I'm
the Wyndham Rotunda.
Yeah, he's like I'm a new guy, and like here's a picture of me at Christmas, and it's like uh-oh,
yeah, I don't like
you
this.
Were kayfabe's last hope.
Yeah,
and now it's oh now that's
you were the chosen one.
But let me ask you, shy of him coming out on a motorcycle. What do we do with a guy that's been so established as this guy?
Come out on a motorcycle.
You know what I mean? Because I can't. I gotta think this is for better or worse. This is the ship. You go down with it or you sail to harbor.
Yeah.
But this is who he is. How do we possibly change gears from this?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I know.
Like he right?
No.
Because like the only way you could get away with it is. In theory, he once said on Twitter only, because we don't do this on television.
Yeah.
He said on Twitter once, he goes, I'm possessing Husky Harris.
Yeah, right.
Right? He needed a vessel, and I needed a vessel, and he needed a path. Right?
Yeah, right.
And so, in theory, if he wanted to, he could be Husky Harris again.
Yeah, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Because the spooky thing can leave, but no, you can't be a new third guy, right?
No, you can't be a new, you can't
the
be
American
Cactus
badass
Jack.
Husky Harris?
Yeah, the American, oh no.
The American badass Wyndham Rotunda?
The American Harass.
Here's the thing. I would love to just have Husky Harris show up and be like, I'm really sorry, I was spooky for so long.
See, I don't.
Well, no, wait. Yeah, wait. I'm sorry, I was so spooky for so long. And then just have him get re-spookified. Because
why?
Because
spookified. That's what it is, baby. Have you tried? It looks like your Bray Wyatt's broken. Have you tried turning it off and plugging it back in?
It's kind of pretty spookified.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Somebody said something about spooky, and when I hear ghosts, I just feel like it's my time to shine.
Thank you, the ghost of Dusty Rhodes.
So what's going on, baby? I'm coming down all the way from the greatest party in the sky, heaven, to talk to you. Yeah. So what do you want to do now, baby, about my NXT prospect that you want to re-spookify like he's a router? You gotta wait 30 seconds and see if the connection to hell will get stronger.
So
again,
basically what I want you to do
is crazy.
I want you to take Husky Harris
and then throw him in the trash. We did, you're right.
Then repossess him.
No, I crumbled him up like a human piece of paper and I threw him away and I said Kobe. Like, remember the Chappelle show?
Yeah, remember how when the Undertaker was the American badass and we murdered him by burying him alive, and then he became the undead Undertaker.
Yeah, sure, but here's the difference, though. Yeah. The American badass was interesting. We put a title on him. People had a good time, right?
That's true.
What are we going to do with Husky Harris? What are we going to do with fat guy generic last name? That's what it is. That's what he is. Look at you, fat guy generic last name.
Alliteration, baby.
Yeah, what's your name? Portly. You know what I mean? What are you, Portly Sullivan? No. Husky Harris, all the same.
I know.
Now I want Portly Sullivan.
Portly Sullivan.
Boston's own Portly Sullivan.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. You'll find him right in the trash next to Husky Harris. Harris, when we crumpled him up and threw him away. Crazy talk.
Fair enough.
That you need me to care enough about Husky Harris to care about him getting re-electrocuted or something, throwing a haunted toaster in his bathtub. I don't know what it would take, but I don't want to do it. I'm going back to heaven. This has been the ghost of Dusty Rhodes.
Thank you.
And yes, I am always right behind you.
Yeah, and NASCAR makes a good point in the chat. It said it would just be Husky.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get two names.
No more.
Nope. We stopped at Seth Rollins. That's it.
Roman
Who are
Reigns.
You? Doug, you're Doug. That's it. You're Doug. Get out there, Doug. Try your best to get over.
Oh,
you could be
Doug.
Their Doug.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, get out there, Doug. Right, doo-doo-doo. You got a dog named Pork Chop and a magic string. Get out there, buddy. We're going to have you fight Roger Clark at WrestleMania.
Yeah, right.
For the rights to Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah, exactly.
Rights to Patty Mayonnaise.
It's going
to
be unbelievable. Shout out to your friendly neighbor, inventor, Mr. Dink.
They call him Mr. Dink.
They do. That's what I said.
All right.
His name was Bud Dink. You can look that up.
Okay. So we're coming up on what's likely the finale of the Beth Phoenix return experiment. Do you actually care?
I didn't care the first time she was here.
Oh, my God. I just, like, with all the love in the world, and I don't mean this to be a dick, but it's just everybody's like, man, I wish Edge could come back. And they're like, what about his wife? And it's just like, nah, that's not what I said. I'd rather Christian, and I also don't want Christian. But I'm just not. I'm just like,
Edge could come back. How about his wife?
You know what I mean? Like, that's really how I think that went. Well, he can't. So he knows, you know. Like,
she fucks him regularly.
She just comes out to silence. Like, nothing. And then you're trying to trick me into thinking that Beth Phoenix is a legend. You were a B player in a C era.
Oh, not even a B plus player.
Oof. Yeah, you know. You were a B player in a C era. You are not Trish. You are not. You are not Lita. No. You are not. You are not. To me, you're not Jacqueline or Ivory. You know what I mean? You're just like, you had a nice run in a time when nobody cared and very few people were good.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to crap all over this for the sake of it, but I got to tell you that for this is a spotlight thing. These are the first time these women's tag team championships have been on WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I know you think you did a good thing.
Yeah.
With Natty and flipping Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, sure.
But you didn't. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't. It would have been better if they weren't there at all and they were both in the Rumble, the Battle Royal thingy.
Yeah, sure.
And then you actually told a story with Bayley and Sasha with somebody else. The Samoan dudes.
The Iconics.
Right, the Iconics and the Samoan dudes. There it is. You know what I mean? There's your story.
Yeah.
And I just don't think we
also, it's tough because we don't have anybody else.
Well, yeah. I just like...
You know what I mean? Like, that's part of the problem. We just don't have any women. Like, we're running out of men to put in the Hall of Fame.
But they've got women because this Battle Royal is going to exist and, like, Ruby Riott's doing nothing of significance.
No,
which
I'm
shame.
Talking about legends. I'm talking strictly about legends.
Oh, yeah. Trish and Lita.
Yeah, no, you have enough women. You have enough talented women
to
do this. But you don't have any legends because... Because
it's like Eve Torres.
Right. And
who, and you're, Lita... And yeah, before you say it, AJ Lee's never going to work here again.
Yeah, AJ Lee's not going to work here again. Caitlyn is probably never going to work again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nor do you actually care.
Nor do you actually care. And then after that, that gap is so huge. And then it's Trish and Lita.
Yeah, we need 10 years off so we can bring back Nikki Bella.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And so Beth Phoenix is literally the only one you have.
Yep, I agree.
Because you didn't care about the women.
You would have been better off bringing in, like, Awesome Kong.
You would have been a welfare queen.
Oh, love it. Yeah, but not our nickname, Netflix's.
Watch Glow.
But that's the thing, is Awesome Kong would have been great because those are the only type of women that you, because you're not bringing back Gail Kim. Gail Kim would have been a good one.
She would have said no.
She would have said no, but Gail Kim would have been a good one because you didn't treat the women right. You didn't build any women stars. And so it's like, yeah, what are our options? Kelly or... Michelle McCool.
And Beth Phoenix probably is the best of the bunch. I just got to admit that I just don't think this is punched at all.
Yeah,
I just don't think this is punched at all.
Yeah, you're right.
We're taking a break. When we come back, we have so many more topics to talk about. The rundown continues as the road to WrestleMania paves on.
Ooh, Excelsior.
Hey everybody, this is Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie J. Makowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com. Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the Noom rewards today.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
Oh, it's like Judas is here.
The real guy? The real guy. That's bad news.
Oh, it's bad news? Oh, never mind. We don't want it back. No, thank you.
I am also tweeting out the official card to...
Chaos for a cause.
Chaos to a cause. Tommy Dreamer, Jordan Grace, come on down.
Yeah.
That'll be
a ton of fun.
This is the theme song to
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho's life now, basically.
Yeah, that is.
And
the most popular Fozzy song.
It's the only one I really, really like. There's a couple songs that I think are catchy and I like. This is the one I like the most.
Yeah, it's probably the best one.
Is the guys from Fuzz. Is this one. So the reason that we're talking about Chris Jericho and we're talking about all sorts of things leading up to the road to WrestleMania, this weekend is NAI Mania. All the links and everything are on newageinsiders.com. Make sure you come check it out. But one of the reasons that we're talking, Chris Jericho, as I'm trying to tweet here, is because Chris Jericho had some news that was kind of surprising. Yeah. I don't think it could be shocking, to be honest with you, but it definitely was on the surprising side of things that basically what he released was he goes, hey, look, I went to WWE. I go, hey, can I get a couple guys so I can promote WrestleMania? You know what I mean?
Right.
And he goes, not only can you not have them, it would be inappropriate to have them and you are no longer kind of welcomed for WWE.
Yeah, because you're AEW.
Right. It would be inappropriate for you to have these people on and we don't want you to stick your head in doo-doo. Basically, it seems like Chris Jericho's relationship with WWE, for the time being, is at the very least on hold. So I want to talk about two things specifically with this, because I think it's pretty interesting. Is what do you think about where we are right now? And then what do you think this does for his relationship with the company, the legacy, just all of that, you know, as we move forward?
Yeah, I think that WWE are a bunch of petulant children. Over the past several months, more months than anything, my understanding of their business side of things has really soured me on them as a company, you know, from everything from Saudi Arabia and everything that was kind of going on there to how they handle situations like this. Chris Jericho shows up at a press conference for AEW and he's immediately taken out of the new then now forever
that night
video package.
Yep, that day.
You know, and it's like that comes from somebody at the top saying he needs to be out of here. That's not a, you know, hey, we're going to
It's not a production decision from somebody low level.
Yeah, this isn't it's not even a production decision of somebody that might like be sprucing up that video. You made the video a package already. You're not going to be changing it that early. So that was a conscious decision, and it seems petty. Everything to do with Roman Reigns, it seemed like a petty decision.
What about
everything about like the fans want something else, but no, we want Roman Reigns and fuck you.
Okay. So the way I look at Jericho like right now is, again, I am surprised, but I can't pretend I'm shocked that a guy that fans that are in our age group, yeah, right, remember this sort of kind of, I think it's people that are in their like 40s to 50s that really, really remember this, I guess, but we were alive to certainly live it, where it's like, look, at one point, there was another company that's like, we're coming for you, or right, we definitely intend to not go away. And they were really mad about that.
Yeah.
So, this is, you know, the Monday Night Wars have been covered extensively, but there's things that don't get talked about a ton because there's so much content, which is like literally having like them mock WCW as part of Raw. You know what I mean? Planting signs that say WCW sucks. Now, don't get me wrong, some people were bringing their own to Raw, but they would plant signs and say Nitro sucks and WCW sucks. They would have segments mocking what WCW was doing, characters mocking what WCW was doing. Gilbert.
Yeah.
Right? It bothered them enough.
Right.
Right? And so this is what they do. It's all or nothing, right? Like, they never, not 1 minute, considered TNA a threat.
Nope.
So what they did was they ignored them. Because guess who else they don't talk about?
Ring of Honor.
Right.
or, you know, like CZW, because they're just like, yeah, you're a company. I don't care. You know what I mean? Right. Like, right. They don't acknowledge them. You know what I mean? And so you just go like, yeah, you're, we don't ever, why would we make fun of TNA? They're not worth it. They're nothing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We make fun of people when we're actually threatened and stuff.
Yeah.
You,
right.
You know what I mean? And now, like, look, they even mocked AEW, but like, it's little things where it's like, you can tell there is tension and there's all sorts of trail cookies leading to this trail, crumbs getting here. Right. Yeah. You can't stop saying too sweet. Stop doing the hand gesture. I'm going to copyright a hand gesture. Just knock it off. I hate that you do too sweet. I hate that you do that hand gesture. I can own it, so I will own it, so you can't do it.
Yeah, right.
That is passive aggressiveness, and it's fine. That is a master's degree in passive aggressiveness. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, they didn't file that trademark out of the clear blue sky. They did it because you stop doing it.
Yeah, right.
Stop saying suck it. Stop doing stuff. Stop doing our stuff. We hate you. You know what
right.
I mean? And so, yeah. Chris Jericho going, and here's the other thing too. Like, I'm not trying to play the other side, but let me be Vince McMahon for a minute, like I like to do on this show, right? So I'm Vince McMahon, right?
Right.
And I, whether you believe me or not, I fucking made you Chris Jericho, former WCW television champion Chris Jericho.
Yeah, right.
I made you. I made you the first undisputed champion. I had you main event WrestleMania. I gave you the spotlight. You'd be some dude without me. And now, at the finish line, you're going to go join somebody that you know is my new primary competition. Not only put over that this is the most excited you've ever been to wrestle, talk about how it's the best contract you've ever signed in your life, and basically give a middle finger to me when you say, we're going to change the whole world. Because when you say, we're going to change the world, well, I'm the world. And you're implying that I'm not, that you, that things can be different or better, right? And so, yeah, no, I'm not going to help your podcast, Jericho.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest with you, there is a level of pettiness here. But come on, you gotta look at it from their side of things. And go, what? What are you gonna do? What am I gonna go send you John Cena so you can play three AEW commercials? No.
Yeah. No. You're right. That's real.
The
podcast thing, I understand.
That's real.
That part I understand. It's just the part that I don't like is the pettiness of like removing him from video packages.
Well, that's different.
Now we can. Yeah.
Does his Hall of Fame get pushed back 10 years?
Right.
You know what I mean?
We can't talk about Chris Jericho now.
Is that going to happen?
And that's where we're at, because that's what that video, like, we haven't gotten to a situation in
Watch The Miz win the Intercontinental title again.
Right.
So he can like break or tie his record or whatever.
Right. But you look at it and it's just like, yeah, having we haven't gotten to a situation where we can't talk about Chris Jericho, but we can't talk about Chris Jericho now because removing him from that video package is what.
And it definitely tells you that they're like, they're not cool with this.
Yeah.
They're not cool with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's definitely, at the very least, the biggest observation was like their relationship is strained.
Yeah.
And yeah, like if Chris Jericho was going to get in the Hall of Fame in 2023,
sure,
it's now going to be like 2030. Or
right.
something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which are real years that are actually going to happen.
It's true.
All right. The AEW announced team has been revealed. Okay. And we have Excalibur and Alex Marvez on color commentary. We have Justin Roberts returning to the ring doing ring announcing. Alicia, too, doing backstage. And the commentary team will be led by none other than Jim Ross.
Great. Because the thing that WWE is missing has been the voice of wrestling.
Yeah, well, here's the thing as well. Is it's like, look, what I think AEW is doing is the smartest possible approach to modern pro wrestling. It's a strategy that we have pushed hard, and it's a strategy that just, I think, works, which is get them in with someone you know and have them fall in love with the people we actually need you to. The idea being that, like, look,
I need you to show up for Chris Jericho and JR.
Right. And then all of a sudden you're like, I've heard of Kenny Omega, but holy crap. You know what I mean?
I've heard of Marty Scurll because he's getting there.
Because he's coming. Right.
Well, he was teased on this week's being the Elite.
It's when, not if. Yeah. Right. And so, but you're right. That approach to like, yeah, we're not starting from scratch here, but the, like, JR and Chris Jericho won't be the stars of this show.
Right.
You know who will be a much bigger deal in AEW than Chris Jericho? Adam Hangman Page.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
MJF.
Right. I believe that. You know what I mean? Because I think they want to stamp that kid all over. I want him to be the first. They want him to be the first AEW guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I do.
Right.
But like, yeah. And like, yes, does Adam Hangman Page have to wrestle Pac or Neville to like get your attention? Perhaps.
Right.
But then what happens when he gets your attention?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Eventually, like, you watched the fight for George Foreman, but then that Mike Tyson kid knocked him out and you follow him.
Right.
And so, yeah, JR being there to be like, you know who JR is. You might even miss JR. Stone Cold, right. Hey. Brilliant. Well, and like, look, do I think that JR is as good as he was 20 years ago? I do not. However, he also doesn't have to be.
No, he doesn't. I don't need you to be a caricature either. Every single time that I see you on a big New Japan show on Access or AXS or whatever the hell that...
I just like you being part of my experience.
The voice, it just sounds better.
Great.
It just sounds better.
It's wrestling.
So now I'm going to watch a promotion, or you're going to get a lot of people that haven't watched this promotion before, and they're automatically going to associate it with wrestling. They're going to associate it with the Attitude Era even more, and they're going to like it sooner.
JR's going to call a Chris Jericho match, and there's a real appeal out there for people that are looking to maybe get back into the game.
Yeah.
All right. The first look at Joaquin Phoenix's Joker film was released today, and the internet is buzzing about it, both negatively and positively.
Yeah.
What were you guys' first impressions?
Oh, go ahead, because I have very strong opinions.
So here's the thing about this. My opinions on this are going to be much more overarching than specific. I'm a gigantic nerd. I sat for 11 and a half hours and had somebody draw Batman all over my chest in ink that will never go away, right? I am a huge, huge Batman enthusiast. You have probably even read more actual physical books than I have. And so you and I think, are on the same page with a lot of this, where we haven't talked about it. This is very new. But one of the coolest things about this character, one of the coolest things about the idea of the Joker, is there is no established, canonized, stamped, there it is, backstory to the Joker. The Penguin is Oswald Cobblepot, right? Victor Freeze had an accident with his wife. You know, these are all characters with motives, backstories, explanations, right? And the coolest thing about the Joker that was encapsulated a little bit, it was almost an Easter egg in The Dark Knight, which is the Joker told you a different story every time you go, how did I get these scars? And he told you a different story. And right before he got to tell it a third time, he got stopped, and I think he was going to tell a different story, right?
Right.
Because that was a little Easter egg to the idea that we don't know his real name. Again,
yep.
Catwoman is Selina Kyle, right? The Penguin is Oswald Cobblepot.
Two-Face is Harvey Dent.
Right, exactly. Victor Freeze and all these, and it goes down and down and down, right? Dr. Crane, all of it. Down to the idea that we don't know this dude's real name. We don't know where he came from. We don't know how he became so crazy. We don't. Little things, too, that are very important to story structure with him. We don't know how he got so rich. We don't know how he got half the Gotham PD in his pocket.
Right.
We don't know how he has so many mob connections. We don't know how he has so many lackeys. Right. We don't know why his skin's so white. We don't know why he's so goddamn nuts. We don't know anything. And a gigantic part of the appeal of the character is either writing it yourself, the ambiguity that you can't be disappointed when you don't know.
Right.
And what bothers me with this is it looks like it's like, you can only push a guy so far and he'll just go crazy. And it's like, dude, he's not, the Joker is not Dean Ambrose.
Right.
The Joker is methodical and calculated and plugged in and connected. He's not a guy that had a bad day and saw clown makeup and meh, 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 meh. He's brilliant.
Right.
He's brilliantly weird. But like this movie shouldn't exist.
You're right, and that is what I agree. I think that this movie shouldn't exist. Now, all of the points you made are valid and all I would have touched on. So now I get to touch on other points that make me mad about this. The character of the Joker has referenced on multiple occasions on his own that he references a backstory, but then references another backstory, but then is confused as to whether or not he actually meant the third backstory, and basically says it ends up not mattering, right? They're all lies, and it doesn't matter. Because the character is so iconic, that's part of the point. This is established in the Batman universe, right? It would have been fine if you did this as the Joker, but this was in New York City, right? So I don't need to have it be in Arkham, and you can tell me whatever story you want, right? Because it's not in Gotham City. It's in New York City, right? And so now it's a Joker movie, but it's not about the character of the Joker. It's just about an interpretation of this character. But DC, you... refuse. At this point, you're doing it out of spite. And this is the thing that I hate the most about the entire concept of DC's film library and adaptations. Stop trying so hard to not do what Marvel did, but try to achieve the same results, right? Look, you know what happened? Coca-Cola came along, and they were like, we're going to make a soft drink, and it's going to be great. And then Pepsi came along and was just like, you know what? We should probably make a soft drink that kind of tastes similar to that, because they're making a ton of money, and we could probably do the same. But instead, DC is just going out there being like, oh, you know how Marvel established each one of their characters and built to these tentpole films that are making billions of dollars? So much so that it actually crashed the internet when tickets went on sale for their last time. Like, people joke about breaking the internet, but Endgame tickets actually broke the fucking internet.
Yeah.
You know, and DC's over here being like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to make movies about stories, about our characters, because that's what we're going to do. And it's just like, no. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You're about to make a goddamn Joker movie that doesn't have fucking Batman in it. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Right, because the origin story should be like the first act, and then he should be going after Batman, or Batman right. should have to feel like there's something he's got to do about this.
The entire character motivation of the Joker, above all else, is I need to kill Batman, yeah. but I also can't because I'm in love with him.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, you know? I need like it is the ultimate game. They both play it. Of right. catch and release.
Catch and release. Catch and I release. Need you, but I need to kill you, but I can't kill you. I need to kill you.
The Batman goes like, it's super easy for me to catch everybody except you. You're hard to catch. And so that's super fun, yeah. right? But I'm going to put you in a box where there's only three walls, and I know it, so you can walk out the back.
yeah, right.
I know it. And he's just like, yeah. Oh, it's super easy to trick cops. I hate that. You're really smart. I want to trick you.
Yeah, right.
And then I put you in a room where all you do is blow your head off, and I never do.
Right,
and
never
I
do.
And I let you have the bat right. stuff and get right. out of here.
So you're going to tell me that this asshole's going to wander around. This asshole is going to wander around and just basically develop like this moral sense of anarchy, but have no actual visual representation of that anarchy.
I was talking to Jamie about this. Shout out to Jamie from For the Pops and Let the Chaos Begin. I was talking to Jamie about this, and he goes, you know, we were talking about how like, is this guy really just going to have a bad day at a circus and turn yeah. into the most evil thing
well, because
that, in comic
the worst
book
part
history?
The worst part is that's the killing joke, right? But you're not even going to do the killing joke where it's like, oh yeah, I shot Barbara Gordon in this and I took Commissioner Gordon naked through a funhouse where we tortured him. And basically then I talked to Batman at the end, and at the end, he murders me. And it's not a canon story, but it's one of the most iconic ones that has ever happened.
Yep.
And it's just like, you're not even doing that.
No, it's just, it's like, this is like Venom, where it's like, there's no Spider-Man in it. You know what I mean? It's just like, no, it's the whole, it's gonna be 2 hours. And it's just gonna be about him. Well, who's he going to fight? Not Batman? Then what? Oh, there's probably not going to be him having like a central villain at all. It'll probably just be society he hates. It's like, oh, that sounds boring as shit.
Yeah.
And like the thing is like, look, I'm not going to try to write this because I don't want it to exist. But like, if you told me that it's like, okay, the Joker, what's a backstory for the Joker? Let's sit down and brainstorm. Like, gun to your head, you have to write one. It's like, okay, what if the Joker was like a former mafia, either informant, assassin, therapist,
yeah.
something where he learned that everybody in the mob, right? All he learned was between the people that thought they trusted each other. He just learned that everybody was backstabbing everybody and nobody trusted nobody and everybody on earth is just a disgusting person, right? And then he some sort of incident made him go insane and go off the deep end. It would explain why he doesn't trust people, why he manipulates people, why he has mob connections, why he has money, yeah, how he knows right. how to manipulate the cops. It would just explain why he's a criminal mastermind and not Joaquin Phoenix the clown.
Yeah. Who's a stand-up like, you're doing the killing joke without actually doing the killing joke. And DC, just get it together. Ugh. Stop trying to be so cool to not follow Marvel's blueprint and just follow Marvel's blueprint.
It's going to be like blueprint. Venom, where people walk yeah. out and go like, I guess.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? We have the biggest weekend we've planned yet coming yeah. up in just a few days. Saturday, April 6th. This Saturday. Saturday. Jordan Grace.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Afternoon.
Saturday at 2 o'clock, Jordan Grace, Tommy Dreamer, the stars of Chaotic Wrestling, JT Dunn, Retrosexual AG, Christian Casanova, some incredible stars in the independent scene are all going to be taking part Saturday, April 6th. You got to come on down to the Rahway Rec Center. It's part of all the hub activities. There's a bunch of wrestling shows in the area, so it's not We told you not to choose. It's not going to fight TakeOver. It's not going to fight Ring of Honor. It's certainly not going to fight WrestleMania. That Sunday, we'll be at MetLife Stadium broadcasting live our full predictions, our full pre-show with fans. Big turnout live at WrestleMania for Connor's Cure. Super duper excited for NAI Mania 5, which is this weekend. We're going to jump over to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders now for the exclusive show where we talk all about what we're most excited for at WrestleMania. Not even just predictions, just what has got us so excited and ready for this.
Got us jazzed.
And, Rod, we're going to talk about whether or not Kofi Kingston will win at his championship opportunity at WrestleMania. So if you haven't yet, go to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Hear 5 exclusive shows a month, daily rewards, super duper fun experience, and you support content creators, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, and you can subscribe for absolutely nothing. A free subscription, and Jeff Bezos doesn't get your money for the divorce settlement. The New Age Insiders are on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We're on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork, Noble, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. NewAgeInsiders.com has everything you need, including our affiliate shows, the plans for the weekend, and everything we've got going on. Is there anything you would like to get on there before we jump over to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders and talk more about WrestleMania?
No, let's do it.
Let's do it indeed. Join us over there. If you subscribe to Twitch now, we'll send you the link and you can watch live. The rest of you, Patreons, we'll catch you in just a minute. Thank you so much as we ride on to WrestleMania and NAI Mania 5. Please come to Chaos for a Cause. Please join us at the tailgate. And if you're going down there, let us know. We cannot wait to meet you. And a picture and a smile and a handshake costs nothing, and it probably means more to us than it means to you. My name has been Jason Malta.
I'm Leo Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter. And please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. The website, all the tickets, everything you need to know, the shows, the friends, the fun, NewAgeInsiders.com. And as we roll on to Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders for even more, you have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We will see you at WrestleMania.
We out.